The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Good morning. Did you ever wonder where the sky begins? It comes right down to the ground. You're walking in the sky. This is my horizon, right here where I stand. Not some distant mountain, mysterious and grand. This is my horizon, from here my song begins. A song of peace and love that comes from deep within. Here on my horizon, on the edge of yesterday, not looking for tomorrow, just living for today. Here on my horizon, I stand a humble man. I hear the Spirit say, just do the best you can. This is my perception, this pilgrimage of life, a most uncertain road that changes like the tides. This is my perception, this faith I walk along. The road of trust is rough, and so I must be strong. Here on my horizon, on the edge of yesterday, not looking for tomorrow, just living for today. Here on my horizon, I stand a humble man. I hear the Spirit say, just do the best you can. This is my life compass, right here in my heart. Not some cryptic scripture or some mystic star. This is my life compass, no matter where I roam. I'm where I'm meant to be, the Spirit guides me home. Here on my horizon, on the edge of yesterday, not looking for tomorrow, just living for today. Here on my horizon, I stand a humble man. I hear the Spirit say, just do the best you can. Do the best you can. Do the best you can.
Let me add my good morning to Mike Holliday's. Good morning. You know, once we've mastered walking as toddlers, we quickly forget how much effort went into learning how to walk. We're reminded, of course, if we're challenged by an injury, a chronic condition, a surgery, even a challenging trail. Then we become aware, once again, how much physical and cognitive effort is involved in just putting one foot ahead of another. But learning to walk involves more than neurophysical mechanics, doesn't it? I wonder if any of you have ever had a similar experience. I was born and raised in the city of Philadelphia. As a young Philly guy, I developed a brisk swagger that an outsider once recognized as the Philly strut. Then I visited New York City. Suddenly, I was going in slow motion. I was like that overly cautious driver on the turnpike, you know, the one who refuses to go even 1 mile an hour above the posted speed limit. I was stunned to sense that I was an obstacle in the path of these Manhattan movers and shakers. They breezed past me like I was standing still. Now, I did my utmost to pick up my pace without bumping into other pedestrians or getting run over by a taxi, and avoiding street signs and parking meters. It takes some time to learn to walk in the Big Apple. The point is that learning how to walk involves cultural learning, doesn't it? It involves purpose and outlook, too. I mean, we not only learn to walk, we also learn where we want to walk to. What destinations are worth the journey? And how to navigate, what to consider, and how to reflect upon that journey. I'm Jerry Lazzaro. I chair the worship committee here at the Thomas Paine Fellowship, a liberal religious community dedicated to exploring new paths to kindness and spiritual growth. And this morning, I'm delighted to welcome Mike Holliday back to our fellowship pulpit. UU Troubadour Mike Holliday is a good and cherished friend of our fellowship. Through his music, his words, and his life, he heightens awareness of our common humanity and our need to walk with others in self-reflection, in compassion, and in peace. He's filled our pulpit many times over the years, and he's contributed his talents to our annual UU Troubadours tribute. We sampled his accomplishments as a singer-songwriter just a couple minutes ago when he performed this morning's prelude, "This Is My Horizon." So Mike, welcome back to Thomas Paine. We're looking forward to hearing more of his music and his message, "Learning to Walk." And I anticipate that his message will help us affirm and promote the third and fourth principles of our Unitarian Universalist faith: encouragement of spiritual growth and a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. And we welcome everyone joining us this morning, whether in person or online, whoever you are, wherever you are on your life's journey, on your spiritual journey, however you identify or express your gender, whatever you must, in conscience, truly, responsibly believe, whomever you love, whoever loves you, we welcome you and invite you to join us in worship this morning. And on behalf of the fellowship, I extend a special welcome to anyone joining us for the first or second time, or for the first time in a long time. If you're not already or not still connected with us, we invite you to fill out a visitor's card. If you're joining us online, you'll find the card in a link to the card in our Zoom chat box. And if you're here with us in person, you can get a copy from our greeter. And I believe that was Preston Lutweiler this morning. And filling out the card will help you keep abreast of programs and activities here at the Thomas Paine Fellowship, such as our worship services and our monthly book discussions, like the one taking place after this morning's service on Thornton Wilder's classic Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Bridge of San Luis Rey, which will be led by Mike Berkheimer, sitting right back there. And now let's light our chalice. The chalice and the flame form the symbol of our free faith. They signify, among many things, our openness to the wisdom of many ages and many traditions, and our commitment to keep the light of truth, the warmth of compassion, and the flame of liberty and justice burning within ourselves and in our world. And as I light the chalice, Mike Holliday will read, "May This Flame," words by the late Reverend Elizabeth Betts Weinecke, founding minister of the Live Oak Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Goleta, California.
May this flame, symbol of transformation since time began, fire our curiosity, strengthen our wills, and sustain our courage as we seek what is good within and around us.
And now, as I light the peace lamp, please respond, and with all the people of the world. May peace be with us. It's time now for us to sing together. And Mike Holliday will accompany and lead us in singing our gathering song, hymn number 100, the African-American spiritual, "I've Got Peace Like a River." And after we've sung our gathering song, Mike will share his message with us in music and words, and then lead us in a meditation. Mike?
Thank you.
I got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. Got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. Joy like a river. Joy like a river. I've got joy like a river. I've got joy like a river in my soul. I've got joy like a river. I've got joy like a river. I've got joy like a river in my soul. Peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. Many years ago, I forget which presidential election it was, but NPR did this really cool thing. They started in Sacramento and traveled across America, stopping in little towns all the way and talking to people, trying to get their information. And it was Route 50 that they traveled, which is, goes right through the middle of America, and it goes from Sacramento to Washington, D.C. And I thought, what a neat thing to do, to walk from D.C. to Sacramento on Route 50. The problem is, if you want to do that, you got to start walking. If I just started walking, how far could I go? Till I've started walking, I will never know. If I just started walking, I would find my way to a new sunrise of a brighter day. If I just started walking, how far could I go? Till I've started walking, I will never know. If I just started walking, I would walk, I know. Though my feet may ache and my pace is slow, if I just started walking, how far could I walk? Till I've started walking, all it is talk. If I just started walking, I'd walk rain or shine down the road of life, one step at a time. If I just started walking, if I just started walking, here I go.
What's the saying? A journey of 1,000 miles begins with just a step. I started walking 69 years ago, and I'm still learning to walk. If you think about it, we're taught many things. How to read, how to write, numbers. But walking is something we learn on our own. And we take it for granted. I was just last week down at the Southeast Regional Folk Alliance conference and in Black Mountain, North Carolina. And one of the performers was a woman who walks with two canes. And the evening showcases were in a building not too far away, but down a hill. And I said, I can get you a golf cart and somebody to take you. And she said, I'll make it there. And she did. Think of the different words that describe how we walk. Stroll, strut, shuffle, amble. And you can do a lot more. And you can tell how a person feels by the way they walk. Happy, sad, angry, depressed. Walking spiritually, I call a pilgrimage. And I consider myself to be a pilgrim. Now, a pilgrim may be a traveler who's on a journey to a holy place. Now, whether that place is far away, in a foreign country, a shrine, a church, a coffee house, a truck stop, or maybe a really hard place to get to, your soul. It's all up for interpretation. But we can say that a pilgrimage is a journey made by a person going to a spiritual place. Some people go to Jerusalem, some people go to Bethlehem, some go to Rome. But these are not necessarily pilgrimages. A pilgrimage usually requires a lot of walking and a search for spiritual awakening. The Hajj is a pillar of Islam required by all Muslims once in a lifetime. It is a physically demanding journey that Muslims believe offers an opportunity to wipe clean past sins and start anew with God. The Camino de Santiago, the Way of St. James, is a large network of ancient pilgrim routes stretching across Europe and coming together at the Tomb of St. James in Compostela, Spain, in the northwest part of Spain. One of the most popular routes is Camino Frances, which stretches 790 kilometers over 500 miles from a starting point in Biarritz, France, and it goes to Compostela. It's not the longest one. And you can do it unguided or with a guide. And there are several stages that are designed to awaken spiritual understanding. And along the way, you stop and experience these, hopefully, spiritual awakenings. And author Paulo Coelho wrote of his experience on this route in his book, The Pilgrimage. And it was this experience that led him to write his novel, The Alchemist. Early Buddhists, 2,000 years ago, following the teachings of Siddhartha, would walk from village to village, and people would give them food and shelter in exchange for their teachings. It was part of their spiritual journey to enlightenment. But we're not on the road to Rome or Mecca. We're just walking. In 2018, I was at SUSE. You all know what SUSE is? Southern Unitarian Summer Institute. Is there a northern one?
New Jersey.
Okay, I have to check that out. No, and don't tell them I said this, it's hippie summer camp. It was at Western Carolina University. And it was great. I mean, it's wonderful. It's amazing. The first day, I set out for an early morning walk around the campus. And the road took me up from my dorm, past the parking lot, up around the sports complex. And it was skirting the campus. And as I walked, I got to a point where I could have cut across to the main quad and gone back to my dorm. But I thought, I'll just stay on the road. It's got to take me back eventually. It's got to make a loop. As I walked, the campus buildings became less evident. Then the sidewalk got smaller, and finally the sidewalk ended. But I kept walking. I thought, if I just keep going to the left, it should take me back to the campus. I came to a crossroad that had signs, and the road to the right said, no outlet. And the road straight ahead said, no outlet. And the road to the left said it led to a county park. And I went, okay, we're heading the right direction. So I took the road to the left, all the time trusting that this was the road I was supposed to be on. 15 minutes later, there were no houses, no sidewalks, no lines, and the road soon ended in a cul-de-sac. Why had I been led here to this dead end? But I wasn't lost. I knew where I was. I just had to retrace my steps. But it can't be right. Going back the way I came? But I started back, and as I walked, I found it very odd, because I didn't recognize anything. And I realized I was looking at it from a different point of view. Sometimes we may seem like we took the wrong turn. There's no such thing. Sometimes it may seem like you're lost. But just around the corner is where you're meant to be. And this holds true with your spiritual journey as well. Sometimes we choose the path. Sometimes the path chooses us. In June of 1972, the summer after my sophomore year in college, I was drafted. And Vietnam was still on. Some of you may be old enough to remember. To make a long story short, instead of going in the Army, I enlisted in the Navy and became a Navy photographer, and I was stationed in Japan for over 3 years. So I guess I chose the path, but it's not a path I would have chosen if I hadn't been drafted. And this was before I learned to trust the road. Anyway, I had to adapt to being in the Navy. I was learning to walk. I had to adapt to being in Japan. I was learning to walk. When my son Joshua was born, I had to become a father. I was learning to walk. At every stage of our lives, we are learning to walk. But that's just the road. A pilgrimage takes you inside your heart. I have been focused on the road for the last 12 years and has brought me to this new path. I was told that I had to walk humbly with God. I've learned a lot from my travels on the road, but this was a whole other path. My life was about trusting the road to take me somewhere, to show me something, to do something, to learn something. I'm not sure what it means to walk humbly with God. I'm not an expert. But I'm pretty sure there must be certain rules to follow, conditions to adhere to, and goals to strive for, right? Sounds like a lot. Sounds complicated. I thought about it, and I figure maybe acceptance would be one of the conditions. So when somebody cuts you off, driving like a maniac, it's not enough to let it go after the initial rage. You need to get to the point where there is no judgment. There is no rage. There is acceptance. I brought this up at a men's gathering to a friend of mine, and he said, there you go, trying to take away my humanity. And I said, so getting angry is when someone cuts you off. So you get angry when somebody cuts you off. And he says, yes. Does it make you feel good? Eventually. Isn't it a waste of time? No. I want that human emotion. I could have gone on, but I let it go. But it made me think, these human emotions, they live close to the surface. But somewhere inside is the spirit of love, that part of you that eventually lets go and forgives. Maybe to walk humbly with God, however you conceive God to be, involves bringing that spirit of love closer to the surface, so that your first reaction is one of love rather than rage. Easier said than done. And again, I'm not an expert. I'm taking baby steps. But the more I look at it, the more it seems that love seems to cover all the bases, all the rules, all the goals. So why not make it simple? Just walk in love. No rules, no goals. Just walk in love. Think about it. To walk in love instead of hate. And if love is based on trust, to walk in love instead of doubt, instead of fear. To walk in love, coexisting, understanding, forgiving, not judging. I wonder if I can do it. Oh, I still get those thoughts of aggravation, like when I'm driving down Route 23 and the person in front of me decides to do a three-point turn in the middle of the road because they're going the wrong way. I was calm, but it wasn't that she almost caused an accident. It's that when she finally got turned around and started heading the other way past me, no acknowledgement that she had, like, done something really stupid. Or, I'm sorry, nothing, nothing. But I let it go. Baby steps. Maybe the first step to walking in love, simply being nice. Being nice to people you don't know. I was in the laundromat on Monday. I just got back from my road trip to Surfa, and I had 3 loads of laundry. So while waiting for my clothes to dry, I went out to my car. And as I was coming back in, this elderly woman was coming out with a cart of her laundry, and I held the door open for her. And a few minutes later, I was going back out, and she was going out too with another cart load of laundry. So I held the door open for her. But before coming back in, I went to her and I said, can I help you get that in your car? And she said, no, I can handle that. But could you take the cart back? It's the walking that gives me trouble. I went, sure. So I took it back in. And as I came back in, there was another woman, and she said, that was very nice of you to help her. And without thinking, I said, that's what we're here for, to help one another. They say nice guys finish last. Nice guys aren't in any race. To care about others, to help others, to love one another, to walk in love. You can't isolate yourself. And we've been isolated for so long. When I was down at the Southeast Regional Folk Alliance Conference, it was very strange because there were 200 people there who hadn't been together in 3 years. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to act. And it took them a day or two before they were like playing and jamming and doing what they should be doing, but they were rusty. They didn't know what to do. And I think that maybe that's part of the problem, that kindness and patience and caring seem to have vanished. On the road, in the grocery store, it seems like people are walking in greed or fear or doubt. I'm learning to walk in love. I'm taking baby steps. I'm sure I will stumble. But I know I can't get lost. I just trust that I'm going to have the strength to keep walking. Let it be so. Please join me in a moment of meditation. Let go of your human emotions. Focus on the spirit of love. Come walk with me. Close your eyes. Relax your hands. Relax your shoulders. Relax your jaw. Breathe in. Exhale. Breathe in. Exhale. Feel the peace. Feel the serenity. Feel the calm. Breathe in. Exhale. Breathe in. Exhale. Slowly come back. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Mike, for your inspiring words. As we do every Sunday, we leave time this morning for the sharing of joys and concerns. If you're experiencing a joy lifting your spirit up, or a sorrow or concern that is weighing your spirit down, we invite you to share it with us. To give you time to collect your thoughts and feelings, any you may wish to share, Mike will provide a musical interlude, an instrumental section from his song, A Promise of Rain, a song he performed a few weeks ago here at our annual UU Troubadour service. After the musical interlude, our tech manager this morning, Mike McNeil, will remind us how we can participate, whether in person or online, in this morning's Matters of the Heart.
We will bring this time of sharing to a close by singing Spirit of Life. Words and video will come up here on the screen momentarily.
Baptist minister, Reverend Eric Williams. Blessed is the path on which you travel. Blessed is the body that carries you upon it. Blessed is your heart that has heard the call. Blessed is your mind that discerns the way. Blessed is the gift that you will receive by going. Truly blessed is the gift you will become on the journey. May you go forth in peace. And now I extinguish our chalice, but not its light, a beacon of wisdom, compassion, and hope that lights our way in the world, and that our Unitarian Universalist faith urges us to carry into the world and share with those whose lives we touch, whose lives touch ours. And just thinking of Ukraine, I'm going to let the peace lamp burn just a little longer this morning. But please don't go out to the world just yet. Join in singing our closing song. Mike will accompany and lead us in singing hymn number 118, This Little Light of Mine, another African-American spiritual. And please stay with us for announcements, for a special postlude written and performed by Mike Holliday, and for libations and conversation. And if you're inclined, for our book discussion, which, as I mentioned, will be on Thornton Wilder's The Bridge of San Luis Rey. So let's go, This Little Light of Mine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Building up the world, building up the world, I'm gonna let it shine. Building up the world, I'm gonna let it shine. Building up the world, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Now the service is over. Enjoy the postlude. If you joined on Zoom, take a break, get some refreshments, return for a time of online conversation and fellowship. If you're in the sanctuary, please step out to the lobby for coffee and conversation. And here's our postlude.
A couple of years before my dad passed away, he was on dialysis 3 days a week. And my sisters and I would take turns taking him home. I usually had Fridays. And I would pick him up at dialysis and take him home. And he would shuffle up the ramp to the back porch, find his way into the living room, and plop down in his easy chair and turn on the Weather Channel. But I wanted to try and figure out more about my dad, and I wanted to try and understand what it would feel like to be in his shoes. I want to walk inside your shoes. I want to walk inside your shoes. I want to walk inside your shoes. A mile when you're happy, 2 miles when you're blue. I want to walk inside your shadow, feel it touch the road. I want to walk inside your shoulders, all knotted from the load. I want to walk inside your tired and feel your weary bones. I want to walk inside your comfort when you finally make it home. I want to walk inside your shoes. I want to walk inside your shoes. I want to walk inside your shoes. A mile when you're happy, 2 miles when you're blue. I want to walk inside your anger, feel the hand that makes a fist. I want to walk inside your reason when your hand learns to resist. I want to walk inside your struggle, feel your hands hold on so tight. I want to walk inside your freedom when your hands can feel the light. I want to walk inside your shoes. I want to walk inside your shoes. I want to walk inside your shoes. A mile when you're happy, 2 miles when you're blue. I want to walk inside your vision, feel the journey that you plan. I want to walk inside that journey as you seek your promised land. I want to walk inside your first step and feel your spirit soar. I want to walk inside your courage when your feet can't walk no more. I want to walk inside your shoes. I want to walk inside your shoes. I want to walk inside your shoes. A mile when you're happy, 2 miles when you're blue. A mile when you're happy, 2 miles when you're blue. A mile when you're happy, 2 miles when you're blue.